Controversial Minnesota U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar, who was thought to be facing a competitive challenge for renomination, easily won her Democratic primary last Tuesday, scoring 56% of the vote. The outside money sources that successfully targeted Democratic Representatives Jamal Bowman of New York and Missouri's Cori Bush were not present in the Omar race, largely because she appeared to be in stronger political shape. After losing the Minnesota Republican Party endorsement at the state convention earlier in the year, two-term GOP incumbent Michelle Fischbach rebounded with a primary victory that was just under a 2-1 landslide. In Wisconsin, former President Donald Trump scored another victory for an endorsed candidate in a tough race. Businessman Tony Weed, heavily riding his Trump endorsement, topped former State Senate President Roger Roth and State Senator Andre Jock to win the GOP nomination and succeed resigned Green Bay Republican Representative Mike Gallagher. In the La Crosse area, freshman Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden will now face a tough challenger in the person of business owner Rebecca Cook. She attracted outside support and toppled a state representative to win the Democratic nomination. While Kamala Harris is riding a momentum wave that translates into favorable polling, the swing states that will decide the presidential race are actually showing partisan voter registration gains for Republicans. In fact, in three states, Arizona, Nevada, and New Hampshire, the Republican registration gain exceeds the raw vote margin in which Donald Trump lost each place in 2020. Count on seeing these three states as key conversion opportunities for the Republican campaign. The Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Independent campaign was dealt a blow this week when a New York judge declared his petition for the ballot invalid, since his stated address did not comply with the state's ballot qualification requirements. Mr. Kennedy has ballot placement in 18 states and is working to qualify in 22 others. A Nevada judge dealt the Democratic Party a blow this week when he ruled that the Nevada Green Party has legitimately qualified for the general election ballot. The Democrats were attempting to bounce the Greens because the leadership believes that Green nominee Jill Stein's presence on the ballot will hurt Kamala Harris's ability to win the state. As has long been anticipated, New Jersey Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill signaled that she will launch a 2025 campaign for governor soon after the November 2024 general election. Also expected to run is U.S. Congressman Josh Gottheimer. Already announced are three Democratic mayors, in addition to former State Senate President Steve Sweeney. Republicans will feature 2021 GOP nominee Jack Cittarelli and two state legislators. Governor Phil Murphy is ineligible to seek a third term. The Garden State gubernatorial contest will be intense. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.